Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another audio update. I just wanted to give you a really quick little update about some video production stuff. In fact, I know I call these weekly audio updates. They might move to just every other week simply because the production schedule, in case you haven't caught on, is one video every 2 weeks. I don't really know if I would have much to update you guys on if I'm working on, you know, if I have two updates in the same period of one video, then I'm just going to give you more updates about the same video. I don't know. Either way, I'll update you on the video I'm working on currently. So Dark Phoenix is coming out, the new X-Men movie. Show of hands, round of applause if you're excited for that one. Fantastic. I don't know. I'm not looking forward to it. However, I've been sitting on a video about the real origin of both the character of Phoenix and the whole Dark Phoenix saga. I've been sitting on that for years, literally since 2016. So many, many years I've been sitting on that video, and I haven't done a real origins video in what feels like a really long time. I guess the Teen Titans one was a real origins video, so maybe that was like last November, December. That was a fun one, though. And much like that one, we will be talking a lot about Jim Shooter, my main man, Jim Shooter, because Jim Shooter was in charge of Marvel during the time of the Dark Phoenix saga, I believe. That was around the... Sorry if this is going to be confusing. If you haven't seen my Teen Titans video, give it a watch, just because it helps you understand that Marvel at this weird time period was shuffling through editors-in-chief. Nobody wanted the job until they landed on Jim Shooter. So during this whole time period, the whole introduction of the new X-Men reviving Jean Grey as Phoenix, all of that happened during that time period. So there were multiple different editors-in-chief. The writers and artists were being shuffled around like crazy. Hopefully I can clear a lot of that up, kind of revisit it. I still have those nameplates from that video. I might reuse those. That would be a fun time. I'm excited for that. I love diving into comic book history. We've been doing a lot of real world history, comic book history is real world history, but I like talking about the industry of comics a lot, because especially at Marvel, it was just crazy during this whole era that I'll be talking about. And I get to revisit Jim Shooter, everyone's favorite Jim Shooter, who really, really hated the idea of powerful female characters and just despised the idea of Jean Grey being super powerful. So the writers and artists and the whole creative team had to work around Jim Shooter to be like, no, she's not that powerful. Psych, she's super powerful. Anyway... It's going to be a fun time, and I hope you guys like it. I haven't figured out quite an angle for this video yet, because when I was writing it and researching it originally back in 2016, I wasn't doing these like gimmicks in my videos where I would like, you know, wear makeup like the last video, or be trapped in a dungeon like the Skrull video, or drive around in a car like the Superman video. I wasn't really doing those gimmicks back in those days. So I kind of think of a fun one for Jean Grey. And I could maybe bring back, you know, maybe I could bring back the character of me as a fictional secretary, the same way I did for Teen Titans, where I was a fictional secretary for Marvel Comics, and reuse that whole nameplate, build that whole set again. That'd be fun. Let me know what you think about that. Do you think you'd like to see that character come back? It wasn't really a character. It was just me as a fictional secretary. But I think that's a fun way to frame the story, to be like, hey, we're talking about industry drama. I'm going to dish like it's a water cooler kind of time. Ooh, maybe I can buy a... Do you think I can convince the Carlins to buy me a water cooler as a prop? And then I can just use it afterwards just as like a regular water cooler? That'd be kind of fun. I'd enjoy that. We'll see how far we can push the budget on this one. That would be a fun gimmick. I'm workshopping this with you guys. If I presented the video as office drama where it's like water cooler talk, where it's just kind of like, hey, so I heard that Jim Shooter was kind of hating on Jean Grey. What are we going to do about that, guys? Oh, I have an idea. You know, I'll think about it. Let you know. But I think I like doing those gimmicks. I think they're pretty fun. I've been having a lot of fun making these videos lately. It's a good time. I just came back from vacation over Memorial Day weekend. It was a lot of fun. Very relaxing. Thank you so much for all your support. I know the last video was probably a bit weird. So if you're still around, or even better, if you decided to give me support simply because of that last video, then you are all amazing. And you're going to be the people who hopefully, even if you don't quite fully understand what I'm doing, because I'll be honest, it kind of varies for me from day to day. At the very least, you're sticking by me and I really appreciate it. You're awesome. I don't really have much else to say about that other than real origin of Phoenix and Dark Phoenix Saga. A lot of history, a lot of different creators as it got passed around. And I'm looking forward to it. Once again, that'll be not this week, because again, the schedule is every other week. So the video will be coming out next Friday, every other Friday. We had a video this last Friday, which means we're not having one this Friday. Gonna be the next one. How long do you think I can continue to describe how the concept of every other week works before you all abandon this because you think I'm like insulting your intelligence? I'm just dumb, I'm just rambling, I'm just trying to make this longer than it needs to be. So all right, I'm gonna leave now. Bye bye.